أتباع الغاب عطشان. That recording is from a jihadist video available on the internet. The video reportedly shows U.S. citizen Munir Mohammed Abu Salha. It is part of a propaganda campaign aimed at getting more Americans to join the fight.
I have one word to say to you, Kafir. We are coming for you, alhamdulillah.
Munir Mohammed Abu Salha was unlike the U.S. citizens who fought with the Islamic State and recently died in Syria. He fought for another jihadist group, the Al-Nusra Front. David Gartenstein-Ross is with the Foundation for Defense of Democracy's policy group.
He was actually able to return to the United States after having been in Syria and then go back to Syria, where he died as a suicide bomber, which indicates that he evaded intelligence.
Mr. Gartenstein-Ross says the United States has generally done a good job of making sure that foreign fighters do not return home to launch terror attacks. But he says the fact that one American was able to avoid discovery shows the dangers. Of all the jihadist groups, U.S. officials and experts say the Islamic State is the most likely to be plotting such attacks. Jonah Blank works for the RAND Corporation. He says the death in battle of American Douglas McCain shows that the group may not be preparing its Western fighters for attacks in their home countries.
If that were its main goal, it wouldn't have let him get anywhere near a bullet.
Jonah Blank also says the way the Islamic State publicizes its successes on social media could harm any plot to export its terror.
It does also present the FBI, Homeland Security, and other security organizations with a really valuable way of keeping tabs on these individuals.
Either way, the United States says it is not turning a blind eye to the Islamic State and its stated goals. Rear Admiral John Kirby is a Defense Department spokesman.
We are taking not just a regional approach, but even a global approach to how we're trying to look at what they're trying to do.
Officials say as many as 100 Americans are thought to have traveled to Iraq and Syria to help groups like the Islamic State. Officials say 900 or more Europeans have also done so. I'm Katie Weaver.